This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not one to rub it in on the Kevin Jackson Show. But we've been talking about the NFL. We've warned them. We told them nothing's going to change. And you know what's funny? When you go to look for the NFL ratings now, they're at least a week behind, sometimes 2 weeks. It's almost like they don't want to tell you that things are going bad in the NFL. It's horrible. Man. I'm on a site called Sports Media Watch, and they every week it's zoop doop doop doop, they keep it going, and I'm going to give you some quick stats here, going all the way back to week one, and share this stuff with you. So it's a graphical depiction, and it's either red or green, and it goes all the way back to week one, and it tells you how they did year over year. So the first, I'm not going to do, they have preseason ratings, and that stunk. But here's week one ratings of the, let me see, there were 7 games. I think it's almost every 7 games because they have the Thursday night game, etc. But going back, including Sunday night football, week one, every game was down except the Giants in Dallas, which was up 2% and 6%. They have two columns. I'd say the average percentage down was something like 15%, and I'm just guessing there. All right, week two, in red-green, they had, it was even, 3-3. The positives were up approximately 7% across the board. The negatives were down approximately 12% across the board. But let's just say it was a break-even week for week two. All right? So let's go to week three. Scrolled up too far there. Okay. Get it right. Get it right. Hurry up. Okay, week three, even. They had good positives. They had Thursday night football was up 38%. The Monday night football game, Dallas and Arizona, was 67%. So that saved them. But there were 3 games positive, 3 games negative in week three. And that was when the cake hit the fan. That was when the Dallas Cowboys had the Monday night game and Jones, you know, had the team take a knee and everybody stand for the anthem. The average loss, by the way, was still about 12% that week. Okay, week four, of the 7 games that were played, only 2 were positive. The it held steady, down again. Now keep in mind, this is down from the week of the previous year, but the games were down average again of about 12 to 15%. And there were 2 positive games. Dallas, again, was the biggest positive game, 22%. The other positive game was up 4. Now, week 5, 7 games. They had, 6 games that week. 3 were positive, 3 were negative. Nothing new to report there. Now we get into week 6. 1 game even, 3 games negative, 2 games positive. Week 7, 4-3. Week 8, they did not have a single game that was positive in week 8, including Dallas. All right? Week 9, 3 games positive, 3 games negative, 2 positive, 1 even. Week 10, not a single game positive. And the percentage is now going up. It's probably an average of 17% negative. And then week 11, 4 games negative, 2 games positive, and they don't have week 12 up. So here's the net of it is this. It's getting to the point where of embarrassment for the NFL. They don't even want to report this stuff. Thanksgiving Day numbers, horrible. Horrible. It was, all I can tell you is, if Roger Goodell and the NFL owners had any smarts about them, they'd be looking at this and saying, you know what? We got to do something. But here's what I love about this. What I love about this is President Trump made this an issue. This is one of these So these little things that people talk, oh, he shouldn't be chiming in on the little things like that. It's not little. And you're seeing it play out week after week after week. Let me put it a different way. Think of these football figures as polling numbers. These are polling numbers where people want you to believe that Donald Trump's not popular, that his tweets don't matter, or whatever else. These are polling numbers. And as you watch these numbers continue to slide week after week, week after week, and the stadium's empty, ask yourself this. If Donald Trump did an event in any of these NFL cities, do you think he would be able to get 15, 20, 25, 30,000 people to come see him? What do you think? The shorter answer is, of course he would. Donald Trump in any one of these NFL cities can draw more people to see him than the football team can draw. Remember them telling us, please, that ability, that doesn't mean anything. I'll ask the question this way. If Donald Trump came to your town, would you consider going to see him? Now, if you're like most of the conservatives that I ask those that type of a question of, they say, yeah. Look at the polling. I'm talking about impromptu polls. Black Lives Matter did a poll about Donald Trump's performance and got shocked when people said, we like him. Let me ask you this. In the wake of Donald Trump freeing these three black guys from China and the lie of the media, the outrage over LeVar Ball, who, you know, the father of one of the sons, who's just a train wreck, what do you think's happening in the black community? And what do you think's happening to leftists at large when they say Donald Trump frees three black guys from China and he can't catch a break? And even the father of one of the sons who was freed, so his son could spend Thanksgiving at home and whatever other holidays, he can't even muster up enough to say thank you. What do you think happens to the left when they see that? You think they remain, oh, that LeVar Ball, he was right, man. That's just what he should have done. Yeah. Of course they get it. They go, wait a minute. No matter what you think about this guy, he brought your kin home? And you can't be grateful for that? You, even before Thanksgiving, you can't muster up a, you know what? Think what you want about President Trump. That was a really great thing that he did. I want to thank him personally. I don't agree with his policies, but you know what? There were many other alternatives, and he did it right. That's all he had to say. That's not an endorsement of Donald Trump, even though, quite frankly, there's no reason not to endorse him. But that's the left, folks. Lots to talk about. Back in a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. So, the Donald Trump economy has removed, I think it's like 1.5 million off the welfare rolls. People going back to work. He's created good jobs. Stock market booming. Companies coming back to America. Some who are planning on leaving, staying. Hiring people. Research and development. Good jobs. The jobs that Americans want. All this is going on right now. We are in the midst of the biggest crap of, I mean, it's just so much nonsense being discussed by the left, the media. Russiagate, where's Russiagate? Mueller's going to get that Donald Trump. Psh, whatever. Nothing's going to happen to Trump or anybody in his, of significance in his administration, because they haven't done anything. But where Mueller is going to lead back, he's going to lead back on himself. The death spiral. It's going to lead back to many, many Democrats. Many of them are going to go down over this. So, and at some point, when people do start focusing on things again and remembering what's been going on, you know, in terms of the economy and all these other things that we're talking about, the things that are important to you, more time with your family, your friends, more free time, vacation time, time for self, self-reflecting, business is starting, you're in control of yourself, and suddenly there's this independence that's going to come. Then you watch what happens. You're going to get a landslide in 2020. Forget 2018, rock solid, rock solid. We're flushing the flakes out. We're flushing out the corkers. We're flushing out some of these other leftists that are disguised as Republicans, a.k.a. rhinos. And Steve Bannon's going after them. You're going to get the names, and you're going to learn more about them and go after them because you're tuned in. And the midterm elections pretty much always go to the people plugged into politics. The left has nothing to put its base on. In fact, this guy right now, Doug, what's his face, that's running against Judge Roy Moore, they say, you know, their thing is he can't motivate, he can't energize the black base. This is a white dude who is pro-abortion, anti-business, pro-illegal immigration. He's as left as you can get, and they're going, he can't motivate the base of the blacks. No, he can't. He's got, even with all that they've done to go after Roy Moore in Alabama, they can't get black folks to go, well, let's get on the bandwagon of this guy, Doug, what's his face? And in fact, black people in Alabama care so much about him, I can't remember his name. That's the way they view him. Doug, what's his face? Elizabeth Warren did an interview on national TV and could not remember the man's name. That's how much negative she's got on Roy Moore, but nothing positive to be able to remember the candidate's name. A chance for him to get all kinds of money coming in, etc. You know who's raising money? Roy Moore. Raising money like a madman. Yeah. So, look, all I'm telling you is you can be jubilant about all this because it's good news for us. And eventually they're going to have to come back to reality. The reality that they gave us the worst president in history and the number of homeless people, as an example, living in L.A. on Skid Row is the worst the city has seen since the Great Depression. And that's with Donald Trump rocking this economy. So what he's saying to you is even when capitalism and the right, you know, conservative voice comes in and starts creating jobs, when you build a cesspool of corruption and ignorance of California, you can't, even Trump can't overcome that. They said this year nearly 2,500 homeless and near homeless men, women, and children were served Thanksgiving lunch on Skid Row in Pasadena and Canoga Park. We haven't seen numbers like this since the Great Depression. Georgia Berkowitz, the director of the Midnight Missions Public Affairs Department, told the LA Times. Now, it would be funny if they could try to blame it on Trump.
It's got
to
be President Trump's this economy.
Really, so that record-breaking stock market that's setting records every single day, sometimes multiple records a day, that's it? Maybe it's that record unemployment that President Trump has. Maybe it's the record 1.5 million people that have come off the welfare rolls that Obama put on of those 16 million that he put on. Maybe it's those reasons. They have nothing. It is so fun to watch this because it couldn't happen to a better state. California is in triage. California is suffering beyond belief, and they will not wake up. The next governor of California is likely to be a guy named Gavin Newsom. He was married to Stephanie Guilfoyle of Fox News for a while. They were California's power couple. And Gavin Newsom couldn't keep it in his pants. He and Stephanie divorced, and he's been a serial, you know, date the hot chick. He's dated Hollywood and people like that. He's a rock star. They want him. He's a Bill Clinton that's polished, that isn't from the hillbilly land of Arkansas. No offense, I love Arkansas. But he's Bill Clinton city-fied, urbanized. I remember when I met Gavin Newsom, it's been 20 years ago I met this guy. And I remember thinking, this is a dude that is so full of himself. I mean, the hair's got to be perfectly combed, the suits are all this. I mean, he is the quintessential empty suit but looks good in it. Yeah. A guy that could have given Barack Obama a run for his money. But let me tell you something. He won't be able to beat Donald Trump or anybody we put. If anybody decides they want to fight like Trump, Gavin Newsom won't beat him. He's a diehard leftist. Diehard. He's got his issues too. Big time womanizer. Yeah. So we'll see how all that shakes out. But that's where we are. 2,500 homeless people during Thanksgiving, the most they've seen. In 2014, Breitbart News went to Skid Row to deliver Thanksgiving meals to 300 people. They were provided by a group called My Friend's House Foundation and Fair Game Food Truck. But 3,000 now. 3,000. 2,000 people served, 2,500. 2,000 people were served a sit-down meal of turkey with trimmings at the 30th Annual Community Thanksgiving Day Dinner for San Fernando Valley Homeless and Low-Income Families at the Guadalupe Community Center in Canoga Park. The homeless epidemic that has swept L.A. has become so bad in August that the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors approved a program to pay homeowners up to $75,000 to house homeless people on their own properties. I want you to think about that. They're paying people to set up little tent cities so families can live on other people's property. And it's so bad in L.A. that people are having to do it. That's a great little second income for them. In January, the Times noted that although the city remains the number one city for homelessness in America, L.A. leads the nation in the number of unsheltered homeless people. New York City is the number one for homeless. Hard to believe given the climate, right? But L.A. leads the nation in the number of unsheltered homeless. So look at where the homelessness exists. And then ask yourself, how do they get there? Why is it that these cities lead in homelessness? Well, you know the answer. I don't have to tell you that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Every time I hear the president's critics saying, this isn't normal for a president to weigh in on issues like this.
Yeah.
They don't get it. That is why he is president, because
correct.
He does weigh on. People are tired of normal. That's why they voted for him. They want somebody who will deal with the tough topics. That's why he got elected, and I predict that's why he will get reelected. People like this kind of a president.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Robert Jeffries. I've been in the studio with him. Interesting little fella. And I think he's a pastor. And he is spot on. You like the truthfulness of Donald Trump. You know what else you like? You like the fact that these tweets are not measured. I'll tell you what I like about him, and I believe I speak for many of you. You know, if Donald Trump tweeted things where it looked like speech writers wrote it for him, you'd be like, ah, oh, man, that's just propaganda. But Donald Trump will say, you know, guy, I free his kid from China. He doesn't even appreciate it. You know, what can you do to please these knuckleheads? You know, bad form. And you're like, that's Trump. That's Trump speak. He's not sugarcoating it. He's not concerned about, ooh, they're going to call him a racist if he says this or that, or if he uses the term you people or whatever. Trump's like, I don't care. You know, if you freed my son from something he'd done bad in a country, I'd be thankful. He looks at it through common sense eyes. And that's the problem for the left, is they don't understand the common sense approach to this. They don't understand the everyman approach to this. There will be a day where somebody will take Donald Trump's tweets, they will put them into some sort of perspective and write a book about them. Maybe it's already happened, and they'll explain this, and they're going to make millions of dollars just saying, here's what Trump tweeted, here was the outcome. Here's what Trump tweeted on this subject, here was the outcome. And in almost every case, the outcome benefits America, it benefits the Trump agenda, which I believe is the American agenda, and it makes sense. And people, like I said, when he tweeted about the NFL players, everybody beating on me, Kevin, how can you appreciate him doing that? That seems like he's down in the weeds on it. Down in the weeds on what? On the fact that you should stand up for the country? That you shouldn't allow that to happen? He's not in the weeds. And I could go tweet by tweet and tell you places where you're going. You know, people are like, man, I just wish you wouldn't be tweeting about the minutia. And I go, what do you mean the minutia? That's a big deal. Comments that he makes are big deal. You know, He's a sane version of Joe Biden, supposedly saying the wrong thing, but getting, you know, tough topics out there. And Robert Jeffries said it best. Where else are you going to discuss the tough topics? Tough topics like immigration, tough topics like refugee resettlement, tough topics like trade, tax reform, getting businesses back, saying to your face, Barack Obama was a horrible president. I had people running for Congress. They contacted me, Kevin, I like your help, but here's the thing. If you're going to come, it can't be something about, you can't come in and say anything negative about Barack Obama. And I go, why? Well, he's super popular here. And I would think to myself, you believe that lie? See, that's the thing. You believe he's popular, so you're afraid to say what you want to say. Can you imagine as a politician, somebody saying, you know, look, I'm going to be running for Congress, but I don't want to say that I'm against Obama's agenda because it might offend the people who like Obama. Like some conservative Republican is going to get the vote of the people who like Obama. The only thing you could do, I just want you to understand the level of twisted logic here, folks. The only thing you could and should do is go after Obama. Because there's a faction of people who want the truth. They want to know, what do you really think about that moron? And the minute you say it, they're going to go, you validated what I believe, and you had the guts to say it. So you get my vote. But what do you do if you're wishy-washy? Well, you know, we're going to talk about blah, 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 blah. What do you think about Obama? I mean, listen, this is not a race for Obama where I'm running against Obama. I'm running against a different opponent. No, no, no. So you're going to soft shoe it. Ask me what I think about Obama if I were running for office. I'd say, well, I'll tell you what. Let's ask his constituents. Let's go look at the people that believed that they were going to get the most help from Barack Obama, and let's look at them. And I'd go down the litany of things, the fact that more people lost homes under Barack Obama, black folks, than in the history of man. More people, fewer jobs, iconic black companies sold. No new black millionaire, multimillionaire types were created in the time of Obama. If he's going to help black people, why aren't there factories running, making Proline or hair products in the hood and employing black folks? What happened to the empowerment zones? What happened to the Myras? Are more black people in prison or less? I mean, I could go down the line. How many black-owned businesses are in, quote, black neighborhoods? By the way, why do we still have black neighborhoods if Barack Obama's in power? You would think that the black neighborhoods would be Hollywood. Are they? Or are they still crack-infested armpits, the most dangerous in the world with the worst schools? Now, if you want to know how I feel about Barack Obama, I will tell you he's been a worthless sack of crap. That's what he's been. And if you disagree, then tell me where I went wrong. Tell me what I said that doesn't hold true. So why would you not do that? Because you're going to empower. Oh, Kevin, I could make some people mad. Well, then make them mad. Make them mad. I had a black dude, he writes to me. He says something about Trump's cook or something, a chef, helping people in Puerto Rico. And he says, hey, you going to say anything about this guy helping the people in Puerto Rico, or are you still just trying to curry favor with Donald Trump? And I wrote the guy back and I said, see, you told me a lot about yourself in that statement. I don't curry favor with anybody. My opinions are my opinions. If you like them, great. If you don't, I don't care. Ask the people that write to me, and many of you write to me, and where we agree, we agree. Where we disagree, I go, hey, appreciate your writing, but I don't really care what you think. And I move on. Had a guy tell me, you shouldn't be talking about this on your radio show, whatever. And I called him out on the radio show and said, I'll talk about whatever I choose. If you don't want to listen, go. And for the record, I don't even know that you left. As far as I'm concerned, right now, I could be talking just to myself. I don't think so. But I could be. And if that's the case, so be it. Until the radio stations, the PDs say to me, Kevin, nobody's no longer listening. People are no longer listening to you. Okay, then I'll go. And I'll buy myself back 7 hours of every single day. Can you imagine? I've been doing this for almost 8 years. 7 hours every single day. Almost a third of my life dedicated to this. And I don't know what the audience is. I'll tell you this. It should be exponentially bigger. Because I'm going to do a little tooting here. We deliver the goods every day on this program. Some days better than others. But we deliver. There's not a day you can listen to this program and go, man, that was a waste of my time. Because it isn't going to happen. It's God-inspired commentary because I care. So this guy, he says, you're trying to curry favor. You just want white people to think good about you. I don't care what white people think about me. I don't care what black people think about me. If I've proven anything in my life, I don't give a crap what people think about me. Not in the sense of, you know, like, oh, is he a good person? Did I say the right thing to make you feel good about me? I don't care. It's as simple as I can put it. But he does. And so I fired back at him. I said, you know what? That's your problem. Your problem as a black leftist is you care. See, because you can't grow up the way I did and watch the decimation that's occurred in the black community under Democrats and still support them.
Well, you're always negative against black people.
I'm only negative about the things that impact black. In other words, if black folks were to live their lives the way I would instruct them to live it, we would be the kings of the world. People would be going, ooh, man, it's tough to compete against those young black kids. And black people would be CEOs, and we wouldn't be hung up on race. We'd be hiring people based on the content of their character and their ability to do the job. And people would look at blacks and go, man, you know, one of these days I want to grow up and be like Kevin, and they'd want their daughters marrying our sons. And I could go on and on. We'd have the lowest crime rate. Businesses would be booming in the black community. There wouldn't even be such a thing. We would have the most thriving communities, and people would be clamoring to be around us. They want to get that inspiration. So where's that happen? So what I'm telling this guy is, I don't know what you want to tell other people, but I sense your weakness. The reason why you won't stand up amongst blacks and say, black teenage thugs are the reason that cops are always in our neighborhoods and blah, 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 is because you don't have the guts to say it. That's what it takes. It takes somebody who says, I don't care what you think. So, you know, look at it any way you want. Like I said, I don't really care. But when these guys write to me and act as if they, you know, I'm some sort of a sellout, it's a joke to me. Robert Jeffries said the right thing, and I've talked about it. I'll talk about it again. In fact, I wanted to get to, we're going to wait. We'll play this next clip. But it has to do with, you know, the people discussing Donald Trump and the left, what type of light they want to put him in. They have to try to demonize this guy as best they can because nothing works. He's a rock star.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think this is a question where we have a Republican Party with a serious morality problem right now, and I want to name it. I mean, we've got a party that is saying Neil Gorsuch is one thing. I testified against his nomination. If that was what was able to be compelling to you, Hugh, to let Trump's indiscretions and abuse of power go, fine. We're talking about Roy Moore as a pretty much everyone acknowledges that there's credible evidence that he was a child molester. And the reason why Kellyanne Conway and other members of the Republican infrastructure are saying we have to let this man walk into the Senate is so that we can cut taxes on the rich.
Welcome back, everybody. That was some black chick on, what was it? I can't remember the show. But can you believe it? The GOP has a morality problem. Yeah, so does the world, okay? The world has a morality problem. We all do. The question is, who deals with their morality problems? Does the left? I mean, let's think about the leftists, hardcore leftists. Who's got more pictures with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack and Michelle Obama, Harvey Weinstein, or Donald Trump? Name any Republican who's got the morality issues of any of the people that we've talked about on the left. Whether we're talking about Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Al Franken, who, by the way, I don't see his as as big a deal as most people. John Conyers and Teddy Kennedy. Look, don't even get people opening up the Komodo on the left and what they do. This $17 million we spent on sexual harassment that our taxpayer money went to, there should be no reason on God's green earth we can demand to see who's been paid and for what reasons. And hey, I'm going to make you a bet. If we ever get to see that list, you're going to see a long list of Democrats. It's going to shock you. You're going to see some Republicans too, but you're going to see a lot of Democrats. Many more. The left know this. Paul Ryan, who could release the list, he knows it. It isn't because it's going to condemn a bunch of GOPers, which, for the record, I don't care. See, that's the difference between us and them. Showcase it. Show it all. I don't care who it ensnares. That's the definition of being a conservative, is that you're saying, doesn't matter to me. Right is right. Show the taxpayers why we had to pay for somebody else's indulgences, for their peccadilloes, and I want my money back. But anyway, that's a crazy lady saying the GOP has a problem. Then she goes to the two people where there is not in one iota of credible evidence. Donald Trump mentions grabbing women by the you-know-what. She knows that's legit. She knows it. You think she's going to admit that? Of course not. Roy Moore, 35, 40-year-old allegations, and she acts like it's breaking news and he's been sexting with young teenage girls, like, say, an Anthony Weiner. I mean, these people are incredible. I'm going to go on, and there was a panel on sexual harassment. Cokie Roberts was in it, and here's what she had to say. And she alludes to this being Conyers. The people ran with it. It was Conyers, but it doesn't really say it was him per se. But she's talking about being on the Hill and what happens. Anyway, here's the clip.
And what about Conyers and Frank? Right. Nothing's happened since. What happens to them?
It's not clear that any Democrats so far have said they should resign. You saw Kathleen Rice. Other than that, you haven't seen a lot of them. I'm curious. My question of this whole process is saying it should go to the Ethics Committee a real thing, or is it just a stalling tactic? And that's what we don't know yet. They set up a process, but does the process matter, and is the process going to lead? Like, it's hard for me to see
like
the Conyers thing
being
anything
rehab
other than the obvious. We know what happened. Essentially. So does that lead to a resignation, or does that just lead to a stalling process? And that's what I don't know yet.
And can they weather the storm, right?
Right.
Because one of these happens, another one happens, and if it just becomes noise, then maybe they can hang on.
And, you know, they are so used to it. I mean, the culture of Capitol Hill for so many decades was men being bad.
So we talk about that. We've talked, you know, we talk about it weeks and weeks. But does anything really change?
No.
We ask that question. I mean, it's this seems unprecedented. How many? But do you think people are really talking about it as if things will change?
I mean, I really don't think that the culture has, we haven't seen some major shift, right? And I would also just point out, members policing themselves, they have a very bad track record of it, whether it's about these kinds of scandals, whether it's about how they use their finances. There is not, nobody is saying that they're going to change the whole process with which this is done, that they're going to throw out members if they actually have sexual harassment cases.
But you know,
this is a big problem for
the
them.
The fact that people are willing to be public can change things. I mean, we all talked about for years.
A little bit of deterrence.
You know, don't get in the elevator with him, you know, and every female in the press corps knew that, right? Don't get in the elevator with him. Now people are saying it out loud, and I think that does make it.
That is a change.
Don't get in the elevator with him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. So the left, they know. They know all the things that they do. It's like I tell you, folks, it's in plain sight. I don't know how much I can school you on the idea that the left hide nothing. They tell you, I'm a lecherous person who will take advantage of you in any way that I can. Oh, by the way, have you seen my charity that protects me from being a lecherous person who will take advantage of anything that I can. So if you say, I want to take advantage of women and get them on my, you know, my couch or, you know, sexually abuse them in any way, then, hey, let me introduce you to my charity where I help women of sexual abuse. If you tell me that a guy, you know, is into pedophilia, I'll show you a leftist coach. He's going to be, that's why people are like, hey, it was my son's coach that did it. And they're always surprised. He's a coach. And I go, yeah, but did you check his political ideology? He's a leftist. And so he's at the place where he can indulge himself the most. A person on the right, if I coach kids, it's because I love kids. I want to see them perform and I want to see their lives change. I want to see them use sports as a metaphor for life and go out and conquer. I don't go be around kids because I have a fetish for kids. That's what leftists do. It's like the guy that'll say, yeah, you know, I find myself hanging around the sexual addiction clinic to help the young girls who have sexual addictions. Yeah, really? it's crazy. What are you talking about? That's what they do. And it's in your face. What amazes me, honestly, is how easy it is to spot this stuff. And it doesn't seem like we care. We know what Hollywood does. They make movies about themselves. They even call themselves out in their own little award shows. We watched Seth MacFarlane call out Harvey Weinstein a couple of times in the award shows. Yeah, at least you no longer have to, you know, pretend you like Harvey Weinstein. Things like this. He's not the only one. There's many of them. How quickly are they outing each other? Uma Thurman, she finally came out. She alluded over Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everybody except Harvey Weinstein. Is he the only one, Uma? All these leftists, they've been walking around for years with all this weight on their shoulders as they drive their Ferraris and go to their big galas and eat at the fanciest restaurants and wear the nicest clothes and then moralize on you. Not fooling me. And now they're afraid. They're afraid of President Trump. They're afraid of what we've done because, as I said earlier in the broadcast, you've exposed them as liars. So is President Trump. Here's what Ed Henry had to say in an interview on that.
Let's talk about some other names, and that is the fresh blood in the Democrat Party. You may have seen this, The Hill reporting. The new fresh blood names at the top of the list, Bernie Sanders, followed by more new blood.
Not ironic. This is
Joe Biden. Even more new blood, Elizabeth Warren, and then actually a new candidate, Kamala Harris, and then Senator Sherrod Brown. What do you make of this? We've got the graphic up there of all the new blood.
Potential candidates, and this is what Democrats are saying they want.
Democrats keep saying that they've got, you know, Donald Trump on the ropes and Robert Mueller's going to do this and that. And you were just talking about it. They don't really know. They don't really have facts on what's happening in that investigation. And the Democrats are not regenerating their party while they are trying to, you know, press President Trump. They're not coming up with new leaders. They're the same old faces. Go beyond the presidential candidates.
We've heard of Bernie Sanders.
Nancy Pelosi is still in charge of the House Democrats. Chuck Schumer. They have the same faces. They're not
power, Ed. I mean, you've been in Washington a long time. Is that because when you've got power, you don't want to relinquish it?
It's the swamp. They want to grasp power. They want to keep it. And look, when I have conversations with senior Democrats in Washington, they say two things. One, they can't stand Donald Trump. That's obvious. They do that in public. What they say in private that they don't say in public, they think he's going to get reelected because they don't think, senior Democrats, that they have anybody who can take him on and beat him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. Fear not. The left know they can't beat Donald Trump. They have no candidate in the bullpen that can beat Donald Trump, and there's nobody that's going to emerge. Be comfortable, but be ready to vote.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.